Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we go. I know it's Wednesday, but it seems like a Friday. It's the beginning of a long Thanksgiving holiday weekend. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us on this beautiful, cool Wednesday afternoon that feels like a Friday for many of us. Again, I want to take a moment to thank those of you who are in retail, those of you who are going to be working in grocery stores, those of you who are going to be working over the weekend, because, you know, we have to get stuff done and we want to buy stuff and sometimes we need stuff at the grocery store. So I thank all of you who will be working. But for the rest of us, it's the beginning of a long weekend. All right, reach over there and crank it up. This is what you have been working for. Okay, you know, this is just a kind of a relaxed time of year when it comes to talk radio. We have a little politics to talk about, but we're not going to get into it too deeply. And, you know, as you know with the show, I have de-emphasized politics recently because I'm so tired of arguments. I'm so tired of debates turning into arguments that are based on misinformation, based on information that is spread that is not true, it is not accurate. I hate the whataboutism, like you totally dismiss what's going on because somebody did something in the past. So anyway, we have de-emphasized politics on the show, and I'll tell you, the show has been a lot more fun for me to do, and I hope it's been more fun to listen to. Talking more about sports, which I love, love football, love the Saints and Tulane and LSU, talking about all of that, and we'll do that again today. And this is a major, major time for sports, and three big games tomorrow. One tomorrow is just a truly epic matchup tomorrow. So we'll talk about that on the show this afternoon. And Tulane is playing Charlotte. It's going to be at Yuleman Stadium. And LSU is in Oklahoma against number 8th ranked Oklahoma. That's going to be tough. I hope LSU wins, but I don't think LSU is going to be able to beat Oklahoma. And Oklahoma just has too much to play for right now with the playoffs just around the corner. So I hope I'm wrong. I hope LSU wins, but I don't see them beating Oklahoma right now. And then there's the whole controversy over Lane Kiffin. I heard Mike Dettelier talk about this yesterday. I didn't hear the whole conversation, but I heard part of it. And Mike says he's kind of, you know, just tired of the back and forth. I mean, what's going to happen here? Are you going to LSU? Are you going to Florida? Are you staying at Ole Miss? It doesn't seem like he's going to stay at Ole Miss, but you know, Mike was just talking about how he's kind of frustrated with the back and forth, and I would agree with that. You know, I know Lane Kiffin is hot property, but you know, sometimes people get such a buildup that they don't live up to expectations. If Lane Kiffin goes to LSU, I hope he lives up to expectations because it's going to cost LSU a ton of money to get him. If he goes to Florida, there's going to be a ton of money there. You know, one thing that maybe it's been mentioned, but I haven't heard anybody mention this, but one of the attractive things about the state of Florida for a lot of people who make big money is Florida doesn't have a state tax. Florida doesn't have, I don't think they have income taxes. Yeah, because I live there. So, you know, that's one of the advantages for big money people to live in Florida. In fact, there are Major League Baseball players and there are NFL players and NBA players who live in Florida for that very reason. You know, they like the weather in Miami, but they don't have state taxes. So it's a benefit financially. So where's Lane Kiffin going to go? And you know, he's gonna coach Ole Miss. He's gonna coach Ole Miss in the game this weekend. It's the Egg Bowl. And do you know how it got named the Egg Bowl? It got named the Egg Bowl. Now let's remember, this is in Mississippi, okay? The game between Ole Miss and Mississippi State is called the Egg Bowl because the egg is shaped like a football, and they were trying to come up with some kind of trophy. So they named it the Egg Bowl. That doesn't sound like a very good reason to name it the Egg Bowl. But anyway, that's how it got its name. But there are some of those games going on. There is the Iron Bowl going on this weekend. Alabama and Auburn. The game is at Auburn this year. Alabama is playing too well. Alabama has too much to play for right now. There's not going to be a surprise there. Alabama is not going to lose to Auburn this weekend. So, you know, again, getting back to Lane Kiffin, I mean, where does he go? You know, let this drama end. I know you're a cool dude, and I know that, like, a lot of people want to play for you, and a lot of people think you're cool, but, you know, I don't know that building yourself up like this, like, you know, everybody anticipating where you're going to go, you know, you don't want to build yourself up so much that you're a disappointment. So, anyway, we'll be watching that, and, of course, you will find out right here on WWL the minute there's breaking news about LSU's new coach. You know, we're LSU station, so we're going to bring you the breaking news as soon as it happens. Tune into Sports Talk. Tune into WWL Online. Check into our website, WWL.com. We are going to bring you that information as soon as it breaks. And then, of course, there will be analysis on Sports Talk with Mike Dettillier, Bobby Hebert, and Sports Director Steve Geller. So, yeah, a lot of conversation about that. Hey, one thing I want to do this afternoon, and this will be fun. Let's talk about some of the great Thanksgiving scenes in TV shows or some of the movies that dealt with Thanksgiving. And, you know, I was going through this list of some of the movies that deal with Thanksgiving. They're not about Thanksgiving, but they're set at Thanksgiving or they have a Thanksgiving scene in them. You know, I didn't remember. There were a few movies that I saw. I don't remember that had Thanksgiving in it. So we'll talk about that. And I'm sure you have your favorite Thanksgiving sitcom, the Thanksgiving version of your favorite sitcom. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And again, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon about anything we talk about, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. I know a lot of people are traveling. You might be heading out of town. I appreciate you listening to our show as you're heading out of town. You might be driving into town for the Bayou Classic or for just being with family or friends here. And if you're listening to us while you're driving in, thanks for having our show with you. One thing that this city of New Orleans can be thankful for is Helena Moreno is going to be our new mayor. She's mayor-elect. She's going to be the new mayor. Helena Moreno is already talking about doing things with the budget that make sense, things that LaToya Cantrell did not do. And the more we learn about what Helena Moreno is going to do, the more we're going to learn about how incompetent and what a terrible, terrible mayor LaToya Cantrell was. And she's such an egomaniac that this is going to be difficult for her to reconcile. She's going to have a hard time reconciling that history is not going to record her as a good mayor. And she was terrible for the city. She shed a very negative light on the city, tried to get away with this, tried to get away with that. You know, it was all about her. And Helena Moreno is not there for the perks. She said she's there for the work. Now, there are going to be some cutbacks and some people who maybe shouldn't have gotten jobs are going to find themselves without a job because it has to be done to balance a 2026 budget. And these are really tough decisions. You know, the city's kind of going through what the Saints are going through. It's a rebuilding process. The Saints are rebuilding. The city is rebuilding. It's not going to be pretty. There's going to be some losses on the part of New Orleans, and that comes in the form of jobs for some people. I love that that Helena Moreno is talking about an inaugural ball that might not be that fancy. There might not be a big, opulent Mardi Gras ball. You know, those are the things that LaToya Cantrell spent a lot of money on. She was a very superficial woman. It was all about her. It was all about the opulence. It was all about just being decadent. It was all about just making her look like a rock star. I mean, that's what she really wants to be. She wants to be like a rock or rap star. But, you know, she got her publicity by being mayor. But it was all about her. And she really did not act like a civil servant. So anyway, I'm not gonna continue with this downer talking about LaToya Cantrell. But I'm thankful, and we should be thankful as a city for Helena Moreno and some of the new people who are going to be on the city council that hopefully is going to direct the city council in the right direction. All right, let's see. What else do we have today? I can't wait to get in and talk about the football games this weekend because it's something that I love. And I'm invited to Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow afternoon. And during that dinner, one of the really good games is going to be being played. And I hope they're going to have that on the TV there because I really want to see this game. So we'll get into that. But, you know, I love sports and you know, kind of downplaying politics and talking more about the sports that I love. And it's not just the NFL, but it's the NBA as well. And the Pelicans won their last game. I don't think they've played a game since their last win. Zion Williamson played well, 29 points. And, you know, the team needs to get together and they need to figure out a way to start winning. The Pelicans have talent. I know they don't have a coach right now. They've got an interim coach. But they need to get together and say, guys, look, man, let's just win as many games as we can until we get our coach. We get our coach and we got a whole new direction. The season's long, but we need to start winning games now. And let's not let these games just slip away. Let's win some of these games now, and then we get a new coach, and hopefully we have a better direction. And as I have said for the last couple of weeks since Willie Green was released, Gail Benson has the Bucks. She's got the money to hire the absolute best coach available. So the Pelicans should have a great coach. Let's hope that happens because the fans deserve it. And I still think that the relationship between the Pelicans and this city is a little sketchy. I know there's verbal commitment to keep the team here, but if fans don't show up, I can't guarantee that team's going to be here. Nobody can guarantee that team's going to be here if the fans don't show up, because that's what it's about. And in other cities, you know, you see fans show up for their NBA games even during the week, and it's embarrassing to see the Smoothie King Center as empty as it is. So anyway, a lot to get to this afternoon, and a little bit of politics coming up in the next hour. And if you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke is our senior producer. He is at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, too, as well. Happy Thanksgiving in advance.
And happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Do you and your fiancée, Julia, have a place to go?
Yeah, we're going to Pensacola.
What is in Pensacola for Thanksgiving?
Her aunt and uncle's house. We'll stay there for two nights and, you know, enjoy the big feast and festivity and celebration tomorrow. And then we're going to go out on a boat on Friday, do some boating around in the bay.
Wow, that's nice.
Boating in the bay, big time. And then, we're coming back on Saturday. That's all, nothing too fussy.
You know, I was surprised to hear that, you know, okay, when you're going to Pensacola, you go across the bay, and then you go across, and then you're in Gulf Breeze. And then you go across the Sound. Did you know that the Sound is like maybe 20 feet deep?
I did not know that.
Yeah, I mean, I was just surprised to hear that the Sound is so shallow. And then you get to Santa Rosa Island. But when you go to Pensacola and you see that convenience store right there on the beach, Santa Rosa Island, when you come across the bridge, it's right there. It's kind of adjacent to the big tower, that convenience store right there on the left. I used to work there. I worked there one summer. I lived in Gulf Breeze with a family, and I worked there one summer. And I think it was the summer of 69. And man, I loved it. I just loved being in Pensacola. I was there twice this year, and I can't wait to go in the winter. I mean, I want to be on the beach. I have not done this, but I've always talked about doing it. I want to be on the beach in the winter. And I want to put on a jacket and take a walk on the beach, but I just want to be on the beach. I want to be overlooking the Gulf when it's just cold. And maybe a cold front is coming through at the time. I just think that would be really nice. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll get to some of your calls. We'll also get to some of your early text messages. And if you do want to join us, again, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right, it's Thanksgiving time. Hey, listen, I'm listening to the directions of this dance. I'm not recommending that anybody do this. And if you see your kids in the background trying to do this dance, I would stop them. This is not going to be a good look for anybody. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. We'll be right back on WWE.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Pretty well. Thanksgiving is a time to get together with family and friends. And look, I hope you're close to your family, but I know that not all of you are. Well, I know how you feel. I'm not going to be with my family this Thanksgiving, and that's okay. I know they're doing well. I know they're going to have a great Thanksgiving day, and that's the most important thing to me. I would love to be with them in Portland, but, you know, it didn't work out this year, and sometimes that happens. So if you're not with people who you're closest to, if they're not near, I understand. And, you know, it's tough, but if they're doing okay, just, you know, be thankful for that. If they're having a good time, if they're going to have a great day, be thankful for that, and don't make it about you missing them, and Don't project to them that you miss them, because that's going to make them feel badly. And you know, you want them to just have a great time. So I'm just happy and thrilled that my son and his family, they're going to have a great Thanksgiving day. Would love to be there, but that didn't work out. And it's okay. I will see them again. I'll see them again soon. I'm Scoot. It is a beautiful and cool Wednesday afternoon. It's the day before Thanksgiving. It's the day before a long holiday weekend for many. Janice is one of our regular callers, and she joins us here on WWL. Janice, good afternoon.
How you doing, Scoot?
I'm good.
Doing okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. I just wanted to call to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving and to tell them that they might want to think about not participating in Black Friday, because people get crazy out there. You know what's better than what I find is better than Black Friday? Cyber Monday. And sometimes I have even found that after Christmas, like, you know, the day after and stuff, they have real super-duper good sales. But Cyber Monday is really, really good. Yeah, Friday, people just, they lose it. They really
do.
And they
go early. I mean, they go ridiculously early. But Janice, I think for some people, I think it's not just about getting something on sale. I think it's about their tradition or their sense of camaraderie with other people who do this. You know, we're so isolated as a society that I think we look for things to have in common with other people. And getting together with like-minded people who love the Black Friday phenomenon, I think it's about getting together with those people and sharing that moment. I think that's what's important to them.
Well, it's nice as long, I mean, it can be nice. I understand where you're coming from, as long as they don't get violent, get crazy.
That was my rope. I had it first. Yeah, I know. I hear about, you know, fights that break out over, you know, some kind of a video game or something. It's that, no, that's ridiculous.
You know. Yeah. Yeah, that's ridiculous. But, I mean, if people could just go and behave themselves, it would be, you know, be fine. You
well,
know?
Janice, you know, life would be nice if people could just go and behave themselves, but unfortunately they don't. I mean, flying would be nice if people could just behave themselves on a plane, and apparently that's a challenge for a lot of people.
Yeah, well, I've never been on one of those. Nor
You've never
really
been on a plane? Oh, Janice, you make me want to pick you up and take you for a quick flight to Houston and back.
No, thank you.
No, seriously, if I seriously, you wouldn't get on a plane. You wouldn't get on a plane with. I'll let you sit by the window. I'll let you sit by the window.
Absolutely, I would not want to do that.
You could sit by the window and see everything.
No, I wouldn't want to sit by the window. I wouldn't even want to be in the bathroom. No, not me.
Yeah. Okay. No. All right. No, well, you know, that's
but anyway, I just want to wish everybody happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks.
And you have a good day tomorrow.
You too, Janice. All right. Thanks. Yeah, it's amazing how many people have not flown. How many people, even later in life, have still never flown. And some people just won't do it. My grandmother would never fly. So my aunt and grandmother, they used to take the train here from Phoenix. They lived in Phoenix, and you know we lived here. And I guess maybe once a year, maybe once every 2 years, they would take the train from. It took like 3 days on the train to get here, 3 or 4 days. But they would take the train here and the train back. Now, I would love to take a long train trip. I think that would be really cool. I have only been on Amtrak for quick trips that just take a couple of hours. But I'd love to be on a train overnight, get a berth, and sleep on the train. I mean, I think that would be so amazing. All right, let's go to Ian with some of your text messages.
Here's a text message that says, "Hey, Scoot, if Moreno was so worried about the citizens of New Orleans, why is she having a ball anyway? Seems to me if you're worried about people, you wouldn't spend any money on a party. You'd put that money towards people, especially around the holidays. And from what I understand, it's going to be hundreds of people that will be jobless for the holidays. I know the last mayor was terrible, but you can't be such a hard ass that you don't give a damn about people."
Yeah, well, but see, I understand that I'm going to be among those invited to the inaugural ball, and so that's why I want them to have one. I mean, I don't care if it's that fancy, but I mean, if I'm going to be invited, I've never been invited to a mayor's inaugural ball, but I think I'm going to be invited to this one, so I'd like to go to the ball. But you know, if she said, "Look, we just can't even do it," that I would understand that. But I think it's okay to have a ceremonial ball. I think it's maybe okay to have a little Mardi Gras ball. It doesn't have to be as, you know, over the top as it was with LaToya Cantrell. There are going to be some things that Helena Moreno might do. There are going to be a lot of things I think she doesn't do, but I think there are going to be some things that she's going to do just to continue with tradition. But again, you can spend a lot less than has been spent in the past.
I mean, it is also true. I mean, who knows what the bill for the ball is going to be? But that's for the people who worked on her campaign, and that's for the people who supported her and volunteered for her.
Right.
You know, it's a nice gesture, not just for Helena Moreno, but you know, for the people that got her to where she is now. And it's also true. You can't just like take the money that you're going to spend on the ball and give it to schools or give it to the police. Like money in municipal government doesn't work like that.
Well, and some of that money might actually be donated.
Certainly.
You know, there could be people who would donate money to have a nice ball. And again, there's a rumor that I might get an invitation to it. So I'm happy if she has one.
Here's a text that says, "Scoot, we absolutely love being at the beach during the off season. It's so beautiful. We have a beautiful condo right on the beach and a great spot in Destin. Would give you a great deal if you're interested."
Take down that number. That's kind of interesting. See, I've always talked about doing this, and I've never done it. I want to go to the beach in the winter, off season. I want it to be a little bit desolate. I mean, if there's a cold breeze blowing, I want to walk on the beach in a jacket. I want to go to restaurants in that area that are not crowded and packed with people. And I'm looking forward to it. I don't know exactly when I'm going to do it, but I guarantee you I'm going to go to Pensacola or Gulf Shores or somewhere along the beach sometime this winter.
Here's a text that says, tell Janice it's important to shop local all the time and not do the cyber shopping. We can't lose any more mom and pop businesses.
Yeah, there are a lot of those. And if you can't, you know, I talk about that when I talk about Perfume Headquarters and I talk about Logo Express. You know, these are local companies and you know, Roger employs local people. And that's an example of doing business locally. So if you can do business locally, do business locally. But there are some things that you can't always find. And I understand trying to get the best price, but if you can look, if it's all even and you have a choice of shopping online or shopping locally, I'd shop locally.
I mean, if you're going to go buy something absurd like a 75-inch TV, you know, for example,
yeah,
it's not like you're going to be able to, you can't get that at a mom and pop shop. We haven't had mom and pop electronics goods in this country for like 30 years.
Yeah, that's
you got to go to a big box. You got to shop online for that. But you know what's cooler than Black Friday or Cyber Monday? Small Business Saturday. Go out on Saturday. It's going to be great. And, you know, pick up some artwork or some earring or some clothes or some cookware. I don't know, anything. You know, stuff that you can't just go to Amazon and type in.
Yeah, you know,
just push
doing that's going to make you feel good about yourself, too. And it's going to help the business. And, you know, by the way, I'm still trying to decide whether or not the 75-inch TV that I bought the other day is too big. You know, my apartment's not that big, and I decided, well, I have a 65-inch. It's big, but let me just go to 75. And I barely got into my car. I mean, the back hatch was open, and it was sticking out the back. Barely got it to my apartment, but I did. And when I had to clean everything off the TV, the thing that I put the TV on, because nothing else would fit there but the TV, and I'm still going to watch it over this holiday weekend and then determine whether or not I want to keep it. But I'll tell you, a football game, when I'm sitting that close, a football game on a 75-inch TV with that high def is really awesome. All right. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So for many of you, Thanksgiving is a reminder of your life in the past. It was a gathering, and maybe in your family got together. And then as time goes on, things happen and we move. Many people move because of Katrina. Many people move because of jobs. And not everybody is home. But even if you're not home this Thanksgiving, try to think about what home is to you. And I'll remind you that, you know, even if your parents have been in the same house for countless years, maybe since you were a kid, home is not the structure. Home is what's in your heart. And home is how you surround yourself with certain people. That sense of home can take place anywhere. And so this Thanksgiving, if you're not at what has traditionally been home to you, just think about what it's like to feel it at home, and just try to feel at home this Thanksgiving.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money?
Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the day before Thanksgiving. It's the beginning of a long holiday weekend. It's a sentimental time of year, and that means it's a tough time of year for a lot of people. You know, quite often we compare ourselves to people who have more. But I guarantee you, you're looking at people who have more. I guarantee you there are people looking at you as one of those who has more. There are people who would love to have what you have. And it's difficult for us humans to look at what we have and be so grateful that we, you know, don't want anything else. I can think of times in my life when I have said to myself, how could I want more than this? And I went on wanting more. And I went on getting more. But it doesn't always make you happier. You know, I sort of have a minimal life right now. And in some ways, I have less than I've had in the past. But I'm happier now than I was in the past. And I just instead of, you know, being so quick to compare ourselves to others who have more or are more advanced than when we are in life in terms of success, just think about all the people that would love to have what you have. And it might not be as much as other people have, but it may be more than you think. Another thing to think about is doctors are telling us there's this new influenza going around that is immune from the shots, the flu shots that they're giving out. Now, the doctors are still recommending that you get the flu shots. But maybe it's time, and I've been thinking about this, and I've seen a few more people in stores wearing masks. And I know that there's still this, you know, controversy. Does the mask really work? Look, during the pandemic, I felt better wearing a mask, so I wore a mask. Did it really save me? I don't know. I did not get COVID during that period of time. Much later, I ended up with COVID, and I think I had it twice. Once it was, you know, it was kind of rough. I mean, I didn't end up in the hospital or anything, but it was kind of rough. And then, you know, the other time it was kind of like dealing with a cold. But you need to know that, you know, you're going to run into people. Chances are you're going to run into people at the Thanksgiving gathering that you're going to that are going to be from elsewhere. And they may have this this influenza with them. They may carry it. They might not show signs of having anything. But I don't want you to be paranoid, but it's just something to be aware of. And if there were things that you did during the pandemic, maybe you should start doing some of those things now. Like making sure you don't drink right after somebody. Making sure that you know, I mean, I always have handy wipes with me. The ones that kill 99.9% of the germs. What about that, you know, one tenth of a percent of a germ? You know, why can't we kill that one? Anyway, I like having the wipes with me, and I use them quite often. You know, I don't know, maybe you would feel better wearing a mask. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. If you don't wear a mask. But there are things that we did during the pandemic that during times like this, you know, maybe we should start thinking about doing those things. And I think the most important thing is to wash your hands and just don't, you know, if you're touching things, if you go to the grocery store, just wash your hands before you put your hands near your face or your mouth. And then if somebody in the aisle is coughing, man, go to another aisle. Or if you're about to pass somebody and they cough, hold your breath I hold my breath when I walk through. If somebody just coughed or sneezed, man, I'm holding my breath while I walk through there where I think the germ field is. You know, because when they cough or sneeze, there's a germ field out there. So I'm holding my breath when I go through the germ field. All right, let's go to the North Shore. James, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Hello, James. Okay, well, we lost James. Let's go to Eric in Ocean Springs. Hey, Eric. Hello, hello, Eric.
Hey.
How are you, sir?
How are you today?
I'm good.
Hey, look, two things. I'm going to be quick.
Okay.
I've never had the flu, never had any disease in the virus. I'm 66 years old. Never had COVID, never wore a mask. So I just thank God for that. But anyway, Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
People, no matter what type of occupation you got, it's your decision to make, you know, your decision. When you get ready to make it, how you want to make it. He's not the first one to do it. Brian Kelly left Notre Dame with a few games left. So, you know, that's the way life is in sports and business. When it's your time to move, you want to move, you move. So the people, you know, point finger Lane Kiffin trying to hurry him up, that's not their decision.
Well, I understand that, Eric. I'm not trying to hurry him up, and I'm not being critical of him wanting to move. It just it seems like he's creating more of a drama over where he's going to go. The fact that he's going to go somewhere, I don't blame him for that. I don't blame him for going for the money. But it just seems like he's creating a little bit of a drama that doesn't need to be. Eric, do you have Thanksgiving plans?
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, I'm from New Orleans, and I live in Ocean Springs. Right now, I'm going to cook here. Then I'm heading down to Louisiana for the good old Cajun Thanksgiving.
Okay. Well, good for you. What is a main part of that Cajun Thanksgiving that you're going to enjoy?
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you what. The Merlotons. Very big.
Oh, yeah. I tried to cook those, and I couldn't figure out how to do it, but I love it when somebody else cooks Merlotone.
My daughter can make them say A1 good, and then guess what? Scoop the barbecue shrimps on top of that.
Yeah, wow, that sounds good. All right, Eric, a very happy Thanksgiving. If you're on hold, hang on. We're going to get to more of your calls when we come back. It is cool. A front has come through here, and it's seasonal. It feels like Thanksgiving, and it's just a great afternoon. All right, on the Scoot of the Air calendar, on this day in 1936, Frank Sinatra was 21 years old. He was arrested in Hackensack, New Jersey, on a breach of promise charge. He had a sexual relationship with a woman, and she sued him because he said he would marry her after they had sex. And so that was a breach of promise charge. And then that charge was dropped. And then she went after him on adultery charges. And then that charge was dropped. So, wow. Frank Sinatra was even somewhat controversial at 21. I'm Scoot. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll be back on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.